Pope backs UN chief, wants global ceasefire to help stem coronavirus. By Simon Kent on March 29, 2020. Pope Francis on Sunday added his voice to a call by United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres for an end to global conflict so all resources can focus on fighting the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Speaking at his weekly blessing in Rome, delivered from the Papal Library instead of St. Peter's Square because of the lockdown in Italy, Francis specifically mentioned the appeal Guterres made earlier in the week. Saying the disease knows no borders, Francis wants everyone to stop every form of bellicose hostility and to favor the creation of corridors for humanitarian help, diplomatic efforts and attention to those who find themselves in situations of great vulnerability. As Breitbart News reported, Guterres made his call via a virtual digital news conference, adding that as well as an end to war, the UN would like $2 billion to be transferred from wealthy countries to the poor via the globalist body as a first step in tackling the health challenge. It is time to put armed conflict on lockdown and focus together on the true fight of our lives, Guterres said. The virus does not care about nationality or ethnicity, faction or faith. It attacks all, relentlessly. Meanwhile, armed conflict rages on around the world, Guterres said, adding that health networks in war-ravaged countries have collapsed and now is the time for talk, not hostilities. More than 662,700 people have now been infected by the virus across the world and 30,751 have died, according to a Reuters tally. About a third of the deaths have been in Italy, where the toll passed 10,000 on Saturday, a figure that made an extension of a national lockdown almost certain. Confirmed cases in Italy stood at 92,472, the second highest number of cases in the world behind America. In the space of 48 hours, the U.S. death toll from the pandemic passed 2,000 late Saturday, figures confirm. Of those fatalities, 672 have been counted in New York City alone, as Breitbart News reported. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.